Frank Barbieri. Jay, drop to Jay.
Sure.
Frank J. Barbieri. You got it. Okay, it's Big Kev. We're here at the end of day two of Comic-Con, and I happen to wrestle Frank J. Barbieri. Now,
a literal wrestling away from the booth.
Yeah, I did literally dragging, kicking, and screaming over here to Big Kev's Geek Stuff in Artist Alley, himself over the other side of Artist Alley. And you may recall us talking about one of my favorite new books out there. It's called
Blushing Already.
it's absolutely the truth. It's called Five Ghosts, a unique concept. Beautiful art, and Image Comics puts it out, right? I've read every single issue. My co-host, OG, the Trader Waiter, has only recently caught on to the wave, if you will. Thanks for coming down. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm going to eat all of your candy corn.
I know. You would not be the only one.
When I say it's my favorite candy, people love to tell me, like, it's not really candy. It's just sugar. Like, I'm like, yo, step off.
Quick, show them all the exclusives that are colored like candy corn.
Wait. Oh, God, it's all in front
of
me.
There are. It's not even a joke.
That one comes with candy corn.
That one does come with candy corn. Yes, sir.
You guys are doing it right. Doing it right.
So we want to talk about Five Ghosts, of course. Now, my understanding is you self-published the first issue, and someone at Image got a hold of it and said, oh, my God.
We were floored. But, yeah, this is actually our one-year anniversary, technically. Uh-huh. We released the first issue, the exact issue that came out via Image.
Right.
Here last year at New York Comic Con. We actually kickstarted it the May before.
Nice.
So we had, like, the first five pages done. All right, real big story time. So essentially, I've known Chris for about 6 years now, and we've been working together for around 3 or 4 years already on a book that ended up going nowhere, just like that we were going to self-publish. And I got really burnt out on that. I loved Chris's art, and I was like, you know what? I was an English teacher at the time, so I guess literary stuff was on my brain.
The way you described that, I thought it was a Marvel book.
No, it was totally self-published, but so I thought of Five Ghosts.
See what I did there, Scapegoat? I said it, you know, because he said it went nowhere. I said it was a Marvel book. See what I did?
But
well, there goes all of our other interviews.
Yes, all of them. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyhow, I had the idea for Five Ghosts. I convinced Chris, listen, let's stop doing the book we're doing. Try this. I really like it. Made the pitch. Stopped teaching. Had no money. We had the Kickstarter. Kickstarted the first issue. Released it, and then lo and behold, someone from Image picked it up and gave it to Eric Stevenson, the publisher
there. Sure, Eric.
Mm-hmm. And they swooped in. We're like, would you like to do this here? We're like, yes, please God, yes, yes, yes. So now here we are. It's been a crazy trip.
And let's talk about that. You had the idea. You had the concept. Where the hell did that come from?
It's funny because I remember exactly how it came about.
And can you and while you're telling a story, can you give us a little overview? We've talked about it on the show, but for the listeners who maybe are joining us for the first time or who haven't caught one of the, I don't know, half a dozen times we've at least talked about this or more than that, I guess, at this point.
Well, certainly. So Five Ghosts is the story of a treasure hunter who's in a kind of amorphous 30s time period. We don't really narrow it down, but he gets the powers of five ghosts, which are characters from literature. And it's Musashi Miyamoto, the samurai, Dracula, Merlin, Robin Hood, and Sherlock Holmes. So he has ghosts, quote-unquote, we say. We explain what they actually are in the book.
Right.
And he can channel their powers. So, yeah, it's been really fun. And he himself is kind of an Indiana Jones-type character. And, again, it's our story, but it's very much rooted in those familiar elements.
Sure.
And I feel like we're so happy that people connected with that and then gave us a chance to tell the story we want to tell.
Right.
And, we weren't thinking about it at the time, but what I was actually thinking of is I knew I wanted to do kind of like a period piece, like a 30s piece, in kind of the more pulpy style that Chris chose the book in. And I knew I wanted it to be about a thief, but I didn't know what the, like, hook was.
Right.
And I was thinking, I was like, well, what if he's, like, super attentive and, like, has detective skills? And I was like, oh, well, what if he could actually channel Sherlock Holmes? And then from there, I'm like, oh, why stop there? And for some reason, I decided to settle on five. And
right. There you go, five ghosts.
Then it just, like, and my favorite part of writing is kind of like building mythology and extrapolating from there. So once I had that concept, I really just kind of started pulling apart. And then Chris immediately just got it. Like, he sent me sketches, like, the next week.
Sure.
I'm like, that's what the book needs to look like. Good job. And he actually colored half of the first issue, too.
Wow.
He was hand lettering it. He spelled a word wrong when he was hand lettering. I'm like, that experiment's over. Yeah.
We'll get a professional in to do that.
Well, I actually lettered the book myself.
There you go.
We'll get a more handsome person to let it.
Let's actually talk about Chris with the last name that clearly didn't get his ass kicked in high school, Mooneyham.
Moon's over my hammy.
I'm telling you, man, if one thing attracts you to a book, to a comic book, it's the
wacky
first impression that you get from the art when you open the book. I opened issue one, and I was floored. Floored. Such a great style, but you can tell his where his influences come from like the world of a Mike Mignola or the world I had one on tip of my
old Howard Chaykin.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, Howard
Chaykin. Very square faces.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And Gary Giannini was the one I was thinking of.
Chris is such a talent in that way too, because again, it's that fine line where you can tell what he likes, but he brings his own stuff to it.
Right.
And what I always say too is why we got in at just the right time is people aren't really drawing in that kind of like, I'll say throwbacky style without being like exploitive of it. But
sure.
He just kind of draws like that, and even just sitting at the con last year. We're sitting with a bunch of people who all draw like house superhero style.
Right.
His work just stands out. And again, I think that really helped us raise the profile of the book. And he does an amazing job. I mean, he likes really busy paneling, and that's so fun to write for, because I know if I write like 10 panels, he'll get it on the page in a good way. And we work really close together. I mean, like, again, straight up, like for like some fight scenes, I'll be like, oh, okay, Chris, draw a fight scene and let him have fun, because I trust him and he does great work. And
we're continuing this series, right? Because I know the first trade has come out. Because
my God, I just got a candy corn refill.
Because OG has read the book, ergo the trade must be out. So
thank you for picking it up.
Absolutely,
we're gonna continue on with that, right?
Yes, we were planning initially to do a mini series, but it was really us being just a little like
cautious.
Exactly. I mean, we were totally unknown creators coming out of nowhere, and I didn't even want to seem like full of it to Eric at Image, the publisher, saying like, you're gonna give us an ongoing series. So it's like, no, we'll do an arc, we'll do a mini series, see how it goes.
Sure.
Maybe come back for another mini. But we love the book so much that clearly we had a million ideas, and because it has that literary element, we can use anything from the whole of like fiction and literature.
Sure.
So there's a million stories we can tell. So I just simply asked, like, I'm like, hey, would you guys mind if we keep doing this? And the book's thankfully been doing well. And they're like, yeah, keep doing it as long as you want. So
great.
We'll actually be back this month. October 30th is our sixth issue, which is actually a oversized issue. It's 40 pages again. And our friend Gary Brown, who draws The Massive with Brian Wood, and he was actually Chris's roommate in school and our good friend, actually did this issue.
Oh, he did.
I don't like saying a fill-in because it wasn't a fill-in, but as a guest artist.
Sure.
He did a beautiful, beautiful job.
Mooneyham needed a break.
Mooneyham got ahead, thankfully. That's a nice nice thing about doing someone else for a month. But it comes out this month, and it's a one-shot, which is nice. So it's a done-in-one story.
Sure.
So we're hoping to catch some of the people who just got on the trade. And then we'll be back in November, so we'll stay monthly. And we'll probably go through 13 straight, right through issue 13 with Chris doing all the art. And then we'll probably do, again, another trade, and then hope we keep
hear that, OG. You're going to get to read those next bunch of issues, too.
Oh, that next trade is going to be so long, too. It's going to have the 40-page one-shot and then six issues
worth
of content
in
it. So.
Yes.
So,
it's nice. It's. Do you find, and just as a side note, do you find that people are kind of gravitating towards the trade paperback more than a monthly issue?
Absolutely. I feel like in the same way that people like Netflix and binge-watching, like, it's really just the, like, hardcore comics fans who like monthly story. And I love reading books monthly. Like, I don't know. It's probably because I always did. And I like almost the waiting. Like, the waiting, a lot of times, and I feel like this way with TV, like, you watch closer and you kind of read closer if you know that's all you're getting.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when I was younger and had more free time, I'd reread my single issues over and over. But
making sure you didn't miss anything.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I know, you do have to be thinking about it as a creator, like, writing with the trade in mind. I feel like the first arc of Five Ghosts, I was kind of obsessed with having the issues be a little more insular.
Right.
And now that we know we have the room, the next arc, the new arc is called Lost Coastlines. It's about, it takes place largely on, like, islands and jungles, so we're getting kind of out of the dark a little bit.
Great.
And it's nice to know we have the room. And again, just coming right at it as a six-issue arc, like, I could kind of set some stuff up. And I one of my favorite things as a writer is pacing, so I'm still making sure it reads good as units. But it's so nice to know we have the room to tell, like, a big story and think of it much more as a film.
Well, Frank, I want to thank you so much for stopping down at Big Kev's Geek Stuff, spending some time and talking about your wonderful book.
Thank you for all this free candy.
Yeah, sure. And let me tell you, if you guys are coming to the con, You can see Frank J. Barbieri and Chris Honeywood.
No, that's not it.
Mooneyham. Honeywood is better. My honey kit and Honeywood.
Chris Mooneywood. They're in Artist Alley. They're signing books there.
Table R7.
Now, R7. Now, Mooneyham's sketch list is finished for the con, as
what
I understand.
What a sellout.
I know, right? But Frank's going to help me get a little head sketch in my book. So
I'll write you guys poems for free.
There you go. We'll just stick it in front of him. Here, you have to do this.
It's like a disclaimer, there will be no poems. I'm sorry.
No poetry of any time. Yeah, poetry maybe. You talk really fast at the end. Frank J. Barbieri, thanks so much for hanging with us.
Thank you for having
me. Check out the book. It's from Image. It's called Five Ghosts. Listen, you've heard us talk about it before. Now you've heard the creator talk about it. What else do we have to do to get you out there and reading this fabulous book?
It's also support your local comic book store.
Yeah, absolutely.
$9.99. Like, we made the trade cheap so people get out there and pick it up. So
there you go.
Give it a shot.
From the creator himself, Frank J. Barbieri, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Really well done.
Like I said, I hate typing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm just going to run back over. I'll try
Absolutely.
Come back over.
Cut right through there.